This is Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington. Tonight, MLS Cup defending champions Atlanta United take to the soccer pitch in a playoff match against Philadelphia Union. The winner of tonight's match will go on to play in the Eastern Conference Finals and will be one step closer to playing for the league title. To hear how the Five Stripes plan to defend the Cup, GPB's Robert Jimison joins me now from downtown Atlanta outside Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Ricky.
So I understand you're standing in the Gulch, which is a famous location for Atlanta United fans.
Yes, Ricky, the Gulch is home of some of the best tailgates in all of sports. This is where, before any game, you'll expect to see body paint, buses and trailers with team decals, tents, TVs, grills, everything. And this is also where the fans start their pre-game march to the stadium.
And what is new this year for fans in the MLS Cup playoffs?
So the MLS shook it up. Last year, it worked like this. There were 12 teams that made it into the playoffs, 6 in the Eastern Conference and 6 in the Western Conference. Each round, the teams would play 2 games total, and whoever scored the most points in total from those games moved on. This year, it's a little bit different. There's 14 teams in the playoffs, 7 in the East and 7 in the West, and it's single elimination. It's like a March Madness-style tournament. If you win, you move on. If you lose, you're out.
And what's the result of those changes?
The result of this is more drama, tension, and must-watch matches for the all-important television audience and the revenue it generates for the league.
So why did Major League Soccer make these changes?
Well, they were aiming for a more entertaining postseason and playoffs without devaluing the long regular season. And judging by the close games and excitement around the first round matches and the matches we saw last night, they've definitely achieved that goal.
So, Robert, let's get to what really matters. What is Atlanta's record this season against Philadelphia? Can we win tonight?
It's a tough question. Atlanta has not beaten Philadelphia this season. During their two matchups in the regular season, they tied back in March here at Mercedes-Benz. And in August, the Five Stripes were defeated 3-1 in Pennsylvania. But both teams have injured players who may or may not play tonight that could affect the outcome. For United, it's 2 defenders, according to Coach Frank DeBoer. Captain Michael Parkhurst is out with a dislocated shoulder, and one of United's best defenders, Miles Robinson, he's also unlikely to play with a leg injury. But Philly also has injuries. Their top scorer, Kasper Schabelko, he missed the first round, and we're not sure if he'll be back. He had a foot injury. And on top of that, Atlanta might have the advantage of fresher legs and more rest. They've had an extra day of rest. They played on Saturday. Philadelphia played their match on Sunday, and they also went into extra time. And again, those league changes, because Philly is the lower-seeded team, they had to travel to Atlanta, giving the Five Stripes a little bit more rest.
So does Atlanta also have the advantage of just being the defending champions?
Well, midfielder Jeff Lorenowitz, he was asked this question earlier in the week, and here's what he had to say about that experience advantage.
We know kind of what it required to get to where we got last year. So the experience on our side is there, but I said the other day before the New England game, it's 90 minutes.
Like he says, it's 90 minutes. This new format leaves very little room for errors. You don't have an extra game to go back to the locker room and make adjustments for another match. You've just got those 90 minutes.
Robert, do you think Atlanta fans will see our most expensive player, PT Martinez, tonight?
So Pitti is certainly one of the best players on the team. He and Ezequiel Barco, they both play an important role in Atlanta's attacking-style offense. Both South American players work great with our top goal scorer, Joseph Martinez. But Coach Frank DeBoer, he benched Pitti last week, and the team won. This week, DeBoer said, Pitti, Martinez, and Barco, they're interchangeable players, depending on who Philadelphia puts up on their side.
I'm looking towards this game. With the team who has, the most chance to win. And that can be without Barco, it can be without PT or both together. But we have to wait it for Thursday.
So we don't know who DeBoer will structure his lineup with, but we'll find out shortly when that starting 11 is announced.
So if Atlanta wins tonight, what's next?
If they make it past Philadelphia, they'll face Toronto. They'll host the Eastern Conference Final. The winner of that match will face the Western Conference champion in the MLS Cup. And depending on which teams of those two teams has the better record, Atlanta could look at potentially hosting another MLS Cup championship match.
GPB's Robert Jimison from downtown Atlanta giving us a preview of tonight's match. Thanks, Robert.
Thanks, Ricky.
Atlanta United face off against Philadelphia Union tonight at 8 in the MLS Cup Conference semifinal at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.